Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. I now have a t-shirt with my wife's face on it. Shout out to her. She's Allie. That's Bo over there with the hood up around his ears and Dylan behind the glass playing the good tunes on the way back into the 8 o'clock hour. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. The weather was beautiful yesterday, speaking of which, because I brought it up at this exact time yesterday, and I was like, I wonder if it's going to be cold today.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. Got a chance to do some stuff in the garage. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Wake-up call coming up here in just a minute, 404-726-0929. What is your confidence level going in to play against a 3-win Arizona Cardinal team for the Atlanta Falcons? There's also a ton of stuff already, Allie, going down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yes, the high school state championships are going on right now. Worth County beat Toombs County 17-13. This championship for Worth County ends a 38-year state title drought. Congrats to Coach Jeff Hammond. He took the reins on that program 4 years ago.
I love it, man. I have already been checking Rusty Mansell's feeds. He's ready to rock, man. He's going a long night last night. He's going back at it today. It looks like he's going to be on the call for a couple of games.
Yeah, yesterday he was there for Buford when they beat Carrollton 28-21. Rusty said that over 11,000 tickets were sold for that game.
That is nuts.
That's huge.
Carrollton was on the verge of like a national title. I kept reading. I think it was Max Preps or maybe one of the On3 national titles.
Yeah.
They were on the verge of that with some of the play they've had this year, but evidently fallen short playing against Buford yesterday.
Well, I think Buford might win it now.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, why wouldn't they? They were fourth, I think, coming in, and they beat the number one overall team in the country.
Yeah.
So
it's a good point.
The sheer attendance. Think about a concert you've seen at the amphitheater in Alpharetta. That's like 15,000. They sold 11,000.
Packed ones up
right?
there, too.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And then I also want to give a shout-out real quick to Carver Columbus. They beat Hapeville Charter 27-7. Congrats to Coach Jarvis Jones.
There you go, man. That's awesome to see. I know there's a couple of games left today. If you guys do want to call in, part of the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. If you want to call in and shout-out your team that's playing in a state title, or maybe they just won one, or maybe you're in rebuild mode at the high school level, you can always shout-out whoever you want to. Give us a call here in just 1 second. But, Allie, before we get there, the headlines, please.
Yes, here are the headlines before you clock in this morning. Congrats to Kurt Cignetti, won his second straight AP Coach of the Year. Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love has declared for the NFL draft, and Trey Young is back on the court. Hawks announced that he has been assigned to the College Park Skyhawks.
There you go, man. So let's rock this thing. 404-726-0929. Would you wear a t-shirt with your significant other's face on it? I just sent Grant the link, so hopefully he's going to get that knocked out.
Wonderful. Thanks, Mike.
I would do it to Amy, but Bo has already put his foot down and said it's absolutely not happening over in the Squidbilly household, so I won't waste anybody's time
she
on that one.
She wouldn't waste money on that anyways. She's like, you're not going to wear it. I'm not going to spend money on it.
There you
and
go.
I approve of that message.
Yeah, there you go, man. So a lot of fun. Shout out to my wife for getting that done. I was actually surprised. She asked me, she was like, were you really surprised? And I was like, yes. When Dylan said that as I was opening it up, I was like, he's right,
yeah.
But I had never thought about it up until that point. And I'll go ahead and gauge you guys on this, too, before we get to the phone lines. What is y'all's confidence level in the Falcons heading into this weekend? That is a not very good football team, but neither are you. And as much as I want to feel good coming off a win, there were so many different reasons why we should have lost last week.
These are the ones that we should win. And then it doesn't happen.
I know.
So
that's such a good point.
I don't know how to feel about it. I honestly haven't known how to feel going into any game for quite some time now.
Yeah. I felt good going through. I told Bo last week, I feel good about this game. I told Andy and Joe Patrick, too, as they were wrapping up the Wade Ford tailgate. I was like, I just feel like they're going to win tonight. And they did, shockingly.
Yeah, I have no expectations. You'd like to win. I mean, everything says you should win this game, but everything said that about New York. Allie nailed it. This is the ones you never win. So I can't put a number on it because I'm not allowing myself to. I'm not allowing myself to get all hyped up for something that could end in deflation.
Yeah, it's like the X that, you know, y'all have broken up multiple times. This time, maybe they've changed, maybe they haven't. You're going to try again, go on a couple of dates, but it's like, you know what? I'm not going to get any expectations of this. I'm not going to allow myself to get my hopes up.
I'm just trying to get a good time here and there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just get a meal.
Checking the odds right now, the Cardinals are favored by 2.5.
Really? Are they really?
Yeah.
I haven't even checked that, man. That's depressing. No doubt about it. All right, let's go ahead and head out to the phone line. Let's talk to our buddy Tinker in Kennesaw. Tink, it's been a while, man. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, yeah. Rocking and rolling.
There you go, man. What's going on?
Look, Mike, Dylan, I'd have been in that line to dog y'all, but I got plucked out of that line and somehow got tossed into y'all's line.
Yes.
And I think I got you beat.
Uh-oh. Tell us about it, Tink.
I done got a T-shirt with Winston on it, photoshopped with a Santa outfit.
Attaboy.
She goes, you gonna wear it? I said, no, I think you just got yourself one of them big night shirts because I'm a big old boy. And she's much smaller than me. And I said, no, we ain't taking that out in public.
You can wear this.
We ain't
even
taking that down the hall.
Yeah. I love that,
but,
man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Y'all have a good one.
Hey, thanks, Tink. They appreciate you calling in, man. Yeah. We have multiple items around my house with my dog's face on it.
Yeah.
Like socks. My wife bought me a pair of socks that cut off every amount of circulation going to my feet possible.
I'd probably wear my dog's face on something.
Grant has socks with our dog's faces. He also has a shirt that's in the Star Wars font that says Best Dog Dad in the Galaxy.
And who bought him that? Yes, you did. I knew it. Yes, you did.
Of course I did.
Yes, you did. I absolutely
love that.
Would you
ever get your kid tattooed on you?
What's that?
Would you ever get your kid's face tattooed on you?
Not the face, no. Maybe like handprints.
I know somebody that got their babies, and I'm like, I don't understand it. That doesn't look like them anymore. They're grown up.
I know somebody who has the outline of like one of their baby's hands with like then the name written, the baby's name written in cursive off that. I think that's kind of a cool look. I would do that. I don't have any tattoos, but I'm just too fickle to set up for anything for the long term. But it is what it is. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's go talk to Brett. Brett is in Alpharetta. Brett, what's going on, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Good. Yeah, I just got a hot take, maybe a hot take for you guys, college football. I want to say I think the worst thing, especially in the state of college football right now, the worst thing for the playoff would be one of these Tulanes or James Madison to go on a deep run. Just want to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good day.
I appreciate the phone call. I think he's spot on. Joel Klatt actually was kind of alluding to this. We don't need Cinderellas in college football. I believe he said that maybe yesterday, a couple of days ago. I completely agree with that. It's just going to muddy the water moving forward. I think it's already a little bit ridiculous that we try our best to include some of these teams at the back end of the 12. All the arguing we did over Miami, Notre Dame, and Alabama, and like really you could have solved this all by just having the 12 highest ranked teams.
Well, I blame the ACC.
And then we could have moved on from that.
The ACC could have had a good tiebreaker.
Yeah.
And you would have had Miami or Virginia in it, which would have – and probably if went Miami and then – Notre Dame would have been the other at large, and Miami would have taken one of those spots. But since Duke won, you got to this point. I saw some account try to tweet, like, why would they put James Madison and Oregon at the Saturday night 7:30 kick? Well, let me see. For one, and because it said it should be a noon kick, and I go, well, for one, you're not going to have a college football playoff game start at 9:30 a.m. local time.
Sure.
Which is where it will start in Oregon.
Yep.
Second, you're putting the weakest matchup of all in the time slot that is the worst for viewership because you're going to be going against an NFL game at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, and it just makes sense to put it there. Nobody's going to watch that game anyways after the second quarter, and they can watch the NFL game, and you're going to lose anyways. The NFL traditionally destroys any other sport it goes against. It destroys anything on TV it goes against.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that this conversation was a lot different before the conferences got so big. Like, you know, when Utah was out there and was, you know, not a power four, when TCU, when SMU, when some of these other teams were not power four conferences, it was like, oh, that's cool. But now we're getting down to James Madison, no disrespect, but it's like, dude, that wasn't even a conversation 10, 15 years ago. Right. So
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, let's go back to the phone line. Try to get a couple more in. Let's talk to Joseph. He's over in Cumming. Joseph, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Morning, everybody.
Hey, man.
Nice to talk to everybody.
Hey, man.
Got a bit of a wake-up call for Falcons brass.
Okay.
We shouldn't have gotten blanked by the Cardinals. By the Panthers. We should have beaten the Jets, and we should beat the Cardinals, right?
Good call. Yep.
Good teams beat the teams they're supposed to. Good organizations consistently beat the teams they're supposed to, and unfortunately, that leaves a lot of improvement for us.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I'll throw the Dolphins in there, too. The Dolphins were one of those teams that at the time you're like, oh, yeah, I should be able to knock this game out of the park, and you absolutely didn't. You're always going to have these situations in the NFL. It shouldn't happen 3-4 times a year. And I think that's the Buffalo's laid a couple eggs with some of the teams they've played at times. There's been other teams. I mean, the Rams have laid a couple eggs as well. But it shouldn't happen 4 or 5 times a year. So I think that's kind of the situation we're dealing with. And I'm glad you dealt with business against the Saints was kind of the last team you played like this. That's going to be another tough game coming up here in a couple of weeks. Hey, let's try to get to one more real quick before we get to break. Let's talk to Alexis in Stone Mountain. Alexis, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Everybody all good?
Doing great, man. Yeah. How about you?
So I'm gonna come at you with from a different perspective. Since 1972, I've been a Cardinals fan. If you look at their schedule this year and their record, they're 3-11. Okay. They've lost 7 games by 7 points or less. Okay. 4 of them on last second field goals or in overtime. Oof. The other 4 they got blown out.
Right.
So they're actually not as bad as you think they are. Besides, the record shows it's a 3-11. So this game actually might be pretty good between two teams that are not really playing for anything.
Alexis, let me ask you this: we talked about it earlier. Jonathan Gannon deserve another year? Is he on the hot seat or no?
So, you know something? I say no, but I'll say yes. We've had a lot of injuries. We lost James Conner right up front, Trey Benson right up front, Bam Knight right up front. Marvin Harrison hasn't played. We've lost offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, I don't know what to do with him. So, yeah, give him another shot. I do like, though, the quarterback play of Jacoby Brissett, 300 yards a game. He's playing like crazy.
Yeah, man. Appreciate the phone call, Alexis. But good to get a Cardinal fan's take. We talked about it earlier.
It is interesting. Crazy. Well, coming up, we're going to zoom in on what the Falcons can expect on Sunday. We've also got some feedback on your shirt, Mike, that I want to read because it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And we've also got a Life of Squid.
Yeah, Alex Anthopoulos joined Dukes and Bell yesterday. And are the Braves in the market for his frontline starting pitcher? We'll talk about it next morning shift. Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.